is what we're doing at the state level is augmenting our resources, because I can name four counties off the top of my head that have within the last week asked for additional assistance because they don't have enough to do with. So our support is really to support them as they are surging, so that they have the appropriate resources so we can be able to do those contact tracers. So it's not a substitution for the local effort, but it's really amplifying and supporting them so that they are able to do, as we continue to open up this economy and we're going to see more infections, that our need for more contact tracers is going to grow. So it's much more in a sort of surge sort of role, and potentially in a follow-up role, than it is us replacing local public health.
Okay, maybe it's just my county who felt that way. And I guess my last hope would be that, you know, if we're really going to try to work through this and get to an answer, if we could all agree that as we leave this phone call, for the last 12 hours, I have been trying to ramp down the rhetoric, not ramp it up, because I don't necessarily know how that benefits ultimately coming to a consensus or having a plan that more of the state of Wisconsin can rally around. So I'm going to try to keep doing that. I would just ask if we could all do that. I think it would certainly make it easier as we try to get our caucuses to coalesce, as opposed to having it just become one more political battle that each side goes to their corner and then nothing is accomplished in the end.
And let you know, we will also be, I hope you don't feel this is insulting, but we're going to continue to hope that, suggest that people stay at home as much as they can, because that's good practice. It is like washing your hands.
No, I mean, and I'm going to try, that's where I guess I would hope that, you know, we had politics yesterday, and that's where I was saying about good practices. I want to reinforce what those are. I don't want to, you know, make it so that everybody feels like they've got to leave or they're not a patriot. I'm not going to say that. But I also feel like it shouldn't be the opposite, where we don't say to people, if you leave your house, you are somehow, you know, committing an egregious crime. Right? It just seems like if we tried to say more along the lines of, we want people to be safe, we don't want to have outbursts and infections, which is why if you don't need to leave, you certainly don't have to. But if you need to go to the grocery store, that's okay. Or use a retail shop, or you want to get out because you've been inside for 8 weeks, that's okay too.
That's what we've always said, but we'll continue to say that.
Right. Oh, just, for whatever reason, that's not the message that came through.
We included it in our remarks last night that folks needed to continue to stay the course. So I think the other question I had for both of you is, I know DWD and DCF are moving in, are already ahead in rulemaking, and I just wanted to see if there was any, they've submitted their scopes, obviously, any flags on your end as it relates to those rules?
Senator Knott geared up. Yeah, Senator Knott said he's geared up. As many rules come out of there, they'll be ready to go. So he's all set to start taking those up. I don't know if he's talked to Representative Ballweg about that, but I just talked to Steve about it. So, yeah.
Are there any significant issues, Senator, that he had with the sort of scope based on what he saw thus far?
I don't know that I know the answer to that, but I'll check with him today on caucus just to see if they've taken a look at it, if he and Mike have taken a look at it. So,
okay. Just let me know, please.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
All right, let's stay in touch, folks.
Okay, thank you.
So what's our next step? What's our next step, Governor?
We're going to get a scope statement out, and then we'll get back together, I would say sometime in mid next week. We have 10 days to cool our heels. We can't be breaking any rules by writing rules while that happens. So we'll get back together and see what you've got from your caucus and see what our thinking is then. So sometime mid next week.
Okay, thank you much.
You bet.